Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. There have only been a few times in my partner's life where he's been able to sit on this mountaintop with the energies of the great central source and speak to you as clear as possible about where you are and the significance of it. Those in this room have made a conscious choice to take that which they have and come here and be here for these days. And some have made the choice unknowing why. Because you were pulled to the chair, as they say. Because it's a vacation paradise, they say. Because of the things that are here for a nice vacation of 7 days, they say. There are shadows of the ancients walking in this room. And the ancients who walk here, some of them have your face. I don't want to startle you, dear ones. But some of you are having a reunion with your original soul. It draws you here for completion, for dedication, for healing. There are so many reasons why those in the room have come to this place and are going to experience this week. For some of you, a new beginning. For some of you, the completion of the healing that has lingered in you. I know who's here. Wouldn't go away. It will now. Because you needed to wrap it up in this energy and return to the place of what I will call settlement, completion, home. Cryon, is it true? Is it true that those from another constellation would come here? And the answer is yes. I want to give you something. Lemuria has 7 letters. 7 in basic numerology is divinity. I've done this before. I am going to channel around each letter briefly. And the first letter is love, L. L. I want to give you information that is so difficult for human beings to understand. Is that the purpose of seeding this planet was love. In an old energy consciousness, humans try to figure everything out based upon what they know, what they would have done. And an old energy has so many concepts that are old. Conquering. A time when you can plant your flag and it's yours. Humans hear this story about the Pleiadians and say, well, this is about conquering it. Someday they'll show up and it'll be theirs. I want to tell you, there's no someday they'll show up. They've always been here. They are here now. The shadow of the ancients walk in this place. When you walk into a hell, I want you to understand that the sacredness of it had a reason. Why there? What happened? What really happened? On this mountaintop so long time ago that was so cold back then when the mountain was lifted out. Is it possible that it was a Pleiadian teaching place. They didn't come and change your DNA. They came and taught you. Dear ones, they came and taught here. How does that make you feel? This is called the Garden Isle. Some of you may reason it may even be the Garden of Eden Isle. There's a reason why things grow the way they do here, why this island is protected the way it is. This island is about love. I want you to feel this. I want you to honor this. In this channeling right now, I would like to ask you for something. I would like to ask you for the dedication of intent. For whatever reason you think you came, would you consider giving intent with me and the Pleiadians and the great central source that would be innocent, not binding, but profound? I want you to give intent to discover the light in this bowl. There's light to be discovered here. Use your own imagination for what that is. I want you to give intent right now, yourself, any way you can, to discover the light in these days that is here. And that light may be that of change of mind, an opening of things that you didn't think would open, the healing that you didn't think you'd get, a consciousness shift that will enter you so worry goes away. I know who's here. That's light. The Pleiadians who changed your DNA had planets, three of them, in the constellation of nine stars called the Pleiadians, seven sisters. And they were at an involved state of consciousness where the love of God was their entire knowledge, their purpose. They were connected and entangled to the central source of this galaxy and looked around for another planet to share it with free choice. That is love. You were birthed in love from them. They won't show themselves. You need free choice. Did you hear me? There have been those who say, well, if it's true, why don't they just show up? That takes away your free choice of belief, does it not? But I will tell you, and here it is, guys. You can feel them. They can do that. They can keep you awake at night. They may. Anything they can do within the parameters of the rules of free choice, they will do. If you find yourself weeping for any reason at all, just because you're standing on this place, there's probably a Pleiadian next to you saying, remember, remember, remember. And why now? What is the purpose? Why are you here? That DNA that they changed is ready to be enhanced. Now, there are those listening to this who are not in this room. And here's where you come in. Do you wish to join these today? At whatever time you are listening, it doesn't matter the date because there is no time in a quantum state. Will you join us with your intent for light? I know you will. For this starts a process in you that is so profound, it will change who you think you are. There are those who really, right now, need this information, and that is what has been missing in this recalibration time, and that is why you're feeling so off balance. It's time to complete this. One of the reasons for this retreat is so those in this room can enhance those who are listening who could not be here. It's bigger than you think. Old souls who will travel to these sacred places and hear these chants and participate this week are part of a much larger picture for the planet. That is why I told my partner to put it here and to put it here now. And that's why you're here. Will you do that? You have nothing to lose, dear ones, if you give the intention for something good in your life. Light. Whatever that means to you, you have support from a very loving place in this galaxy who protects you and loves you and right now watches you move into what they went through during their shift and during their change. This is year one. You'll see. You'll see. That's enough for now. That's the L in Lemuria. And so it is.